The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
What's he doing? Looks to me like fiddling about. That's what it looks like to me, fiddling about.
Now, I spot a poking. Now he's having a good fiddle.
Why don't you ask him?
You ask him.
All right. What are you doing?
You might have to speak up a bit, Murray.
Right.
What are you doing?
He's upset because you said he was just fiddling about.
Well, sorted. Finito. End of.
So now I can get free movies?
Yep, you get all 138 channels, mate. It's well safe.
Just by a bit of dodgy fiddling in the cable TV box.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where's your remote? Here we are. Now, don't hold this in your hand too long. It might get very hot. You got your sports there. One, two and three, obviously.
Dinger, there you got golden
sports memories.
Who's that?
Can't remember.
That's your trans-global intersport.
Croquet! Fantastic!
Now, I didn't get your porn, but you do get Australian aerobics. Don't try to keep up with them, Ellen. You'll go blind. And obviously, you got all your terrestrial channels there and all.
And now on Carlton, the repeat of our award-winning documentary, Drug Smuggle, Fake Lies, Con.
Excuse me.
What is it? It's pouring.
Gridlock 2000. Take a leaflet.
Ooh, can I have 10, please?
Sure.
So what channel is Tarzan on?
Yeah, we want movies.
A non-stop Tarzanathon.
Yeah, okay. Your Tarzan weekend. Just flick through. It's there somewhere. Ow!
What?
That remote's really hot.
Yeah?
Kate.
They're showing every episode of the TV series with Ron Eli as Tarzan.
48 hours up trees in the jungle.
Whatever floats your boat, mate.
Kate, you're wet.
Yeah, thank you, Sherlock. It's raining, you get wet. That's what happens.
But what happens is it rains, you put up an umbrella.
No, what happens is it rains, you get a cab. Only the traffic down here is so bad, I had to get out of the cab and walk. Besides, umbrellas are a waste of money. I get caught in the rain once a year. I'm not spending 10 quid for one time I get wet. Anyway, you can always improvise.
What are these leaflets?
I was improvising a hat. I got 10.
Gridlock 2000 Road Action. Isn't that a PlayStation game with Lara Croft?
So you haven't got a problem with umbrellas per se. It's just paying for them you don't like.
Sorry, who are you?
Alan's mate. I can sort you out, yeah? Listen, go down the lost property office at the station. Tell them you've lost your brolly. They'll give you a new one. Safe.
So you just tell them I lost my umbrella.
Umbrella, hat, shirt, whatever you want.
You'd lose a shirt.
Plenty. Anyway, I'll bet red.
You sure you can sort out the window frame? These traffic fumes are really bad.
Yeah, and the noise is really bad. We need the quiet of the jungle to enjoy Ron Eli going, oh, 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 oh.
Peas.
Peas?
Peasy. My cousin's a chippy. Take a day. I'll bell him up. Say, later.
Who was that?
Marmite.
He's mates with everyone. He's your mate.
My mate.
Marmite.
Oh, so he's going to fix the window, is he? Shame about the traffic. There's such a nice park outside and you can't have the window open to enjoy it. That's odd.
What?
There's someone up the old tree.
So why are you up the old tree?
It's a protest. They're going to come and demolish this tree and the park. There'll be a dual carriageway to the North Circular.
All right. So we'll be able to get from here straight to the North Circular in about 15 minutes?
Well, I don't know.
It'll free up all the congestion, so that'll mean here to, say, Heathrow in under an hour. Sounds terrible.
So did you wake up this morning and think, oh, no, it's raining, and I've got to spend all day in a tree?
Do you want a towel?
I don't mind the rain. It's cleansing. Hey, did you find those leaflets interesting?
Oh, yeah, I found them very useful, yeah. Found your arguments watertight. Oh, that reminds me, I'm off to get a free brownie.
See ya.
Hey, Marcus, good to see you again.
Hey, the Wanstead Common too. How are you, Poppy?
All right, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello. So how long have you been here?
I just arrived. Oh, you meant him.
Yeah, about an hour. I'm going to stay till 5.
You know each other?
Yeah, we were arrested together.
I'm Alan. I only just arrived.
Yeah, you said. Well, Alan, will you give me a hand to get up?
A hand? Absolutely, love to.
If you pick me up by the waist.
By the waist, right. Up you get. Murray, you'll have to give me a hand to get up after Poppy.
So you're joining the protest?
More roads means more traffic, Murray. We owe it to these people to support them, to offer what we can, to do what needs to be done.
Alan?
Yep?
I'm okay now. You can let go of my waist.
All right, of course.
Well, you'll have to fill out this form. Can you describe the umbrella?
Of course. It was my umbrella, after all, and I know exactly what it looks like.
Yes?
Well, the normal umbrella. Handle, umbrella-y part, and a stick bit in the middle.
Colour?
Oh, you know, the black.
Black?
Well, dark. Pretty average.
Well, we usually get those big two-coloured golfing-type umbrellas. Was yours like that?
Yes.
So, your umbrella is two-coloured?
No. Yes. Maybe.
So, what was the other colour?
White. No, hang on. Yes. No, white. Yes, no. Yeah, white. Yes.
And where'd you lose it?
In the photo booth.
Was it stolen?
Sorry?
Did you leave it outside the booth and someone took it, or did you leave it inside the booth and walk off without it?
The second one.
You took it into the booth with you and walked off without it?
Yes. I was so excited, I couldn't wait to get out of the booth and look at the pictures.
Why?
Well, so that no one would see them.
Why didn't you want anyone to see these pictures?
Because...
What's so special about these photos? Are they topless?
Yes.
They're topless photos?
Yes.
Can I see them?
No.
Why not?
They're private.
I don't believe you. Show me proof.
Well, I haven't got them with me.
Show us your tits, then.
No.
Well, in that case, I'm sorry, but I can't let you have an umbrella.
This branch is really high. Squirrels must get scared all the time.
They don't look down.
And that's a photo of my mum and dad standing by the M25 construction site.
They look so in love.
Oh, and that one's the Newbury bypass.
And there's you in the middle?
Yeah, there were hundreds of us.
And you're topless?
Yeah, it was a boiling hot day.
Topless there?
Yeah.
There you are, topless.
Great publicity for the demo. I was on the front page of the Daily Star.
What was the headline?
Dual carriage wahey. They wanted me to be a star bird every week. I politely declined.
Alan, there's Marmite and his cousin.
Oh, better go. They're fixing my window because the pollution is so bad.
Alan?
Yeah?
Can I have my photo back, please?
Oh, right, of course.
What are they doing now? All I can see is two blokes peering at a window. Poppy's nice, isn't she? A folksy protester, babe. She's an FPB, Alan.
Right, sorted. No problems.
No problems.
So, how much would it cost?
Hold on.
How much do you reckon? Well, I don't know, really. I could take
what are they saying now? I think the cousin's saying pony, monkey, half a score. And Marmite's saying safe, sorted, no worries.
Safe, sorted, no worries. Right, we've reached a consensus, mate.
Yeah. So, how much?
Can't say, mate.
Why not, mate?
Well, it depends on the timber, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll have a look through a few skips. If I get the right bit of wood, could cost you sweet FA.
FA.
Hello?
Kate.
You went to the lost property, like you said.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no worries. Right. Tell you what, we'll do it tomorrow. No muss, no fuss. End of.
End of.
You all right, Kate, mate?
At the lost property, this guy.
Yeah?
No,
you didn't get Neville, did you? Oh, you only went and got Neville.
Neville.
You shouldn't bother if he's there, yeah. Unsafe.
Oh, I can't believe what he said.
Did he ask to see your moolies?
Moolies, yeah.
My what?
Yeah, your moolies, gazumbas, your baps, your baguettes, your bagels.
Your loaves.
You what?
Eh?
Did he?
Yes.
Did you?
No.
Did you get an umbrella?
No.
Yeah, he always does that. Yeah. You want the other guy? Go back when Neville's not there. No problems.
No
Listen,
problems.
We better get going.
Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you, moolies.
Moolies.
Did he just call me Moolies?
He obviously hasn't met the Foxy Protester babe. She should be called Moolies.
She showed us a topless photo.
Foxy Protester Moolies, FPMs.
What? She's got a topless photo?
Yeah, she passed it round while we were all sitting in the tree.
But what were you doing in the tree?
Looking at the photo, mainly.
And has she got one picture or does she have more?
Maybe you should ask her, Kate. You sound so interested.
No, I'm just wondering, that's all.
I was just wondering, that's all.
The press were there, I was there, he took a picture. Spur of the moment.
Topless.
Why not? Live a little. You must have done some silly things in your time.
Oh, God, yeah. I've just been to the lost property office to get a free umbrella.
A couple of years ago when I was in the sixth form, we did that all the time.
Oh, how old are you?
19. I'm in my year off, travelling, protesting, you know. In the summer, I'm hoping to get on the Rainbow Warrior.
Oh, sounds amazing.
We're harassing the tuna fishermen who are killing dolphins.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I always get that dolphin-friendly tuna.
Okay, help me up. You've got bark marks on your bum.
Alan, don't look at my bum. Have I?
Not as many. Smaller bum.
Oh! I've got stuff to do. See you later. See, Kate. Hey, take a leaflet.
What's that? Gridlock 2000. Save Pankhurst Park from becoming the A419M. Politically motivated act of social destruction. Right-wing council deliberately desecrating the memory of generations of protest at Pankhurst Park. Suffragette rallies began here. Jarrow marches were fed in this park. Now that internationalist C&D miners strike. John and Yoko spent a nude week up this tree in 1969. I always thought it was the tree outside my flat. Is this all true?
Oh, yeah. I got it off the internet.
Oh, must be true.
There's a lot of history attached to this tree, Alan.
I did hear that Mark Boland cycled into it once. When he was six. No cycle lanes then, I suppose.
No six-year-olds anymore. Hmm. The council say no one's using the park. 20 years ago, 75% of local kids walked to school through here.
That was me.
Now 75% of them are driven.
Yeah, in vast four-wheel drive jeeps with kids sticking their heads out the sunroofs doing impressions of Rommel and Montgomery. Monday mornings, I look out the window and I can see this tank regiment trundling past. I feel like Brezhnev surveying the Red Army.
I'd love to keep watch all night, but I can't do it on my own.
I'll help out.
You would?
Love to.
Oh, Alan, that's brilliant. So we can alternate. You do the first shift tonight, I'll stay in your bed, and then we'll swap over.
It's a start.
Ah, so Neville's not in today.
No, it's just me today.
Oh, right. I'd like to report the loss of an umbrella, please.
Okie dokie. I'll just have to fill out this form. Can you describe the lost item?
Yes, it was a two-coloured golfing umbrella, six panels in red and yellow, rosewood handle, chrome-plated alloy shaft with a tungsten catch.
There's not a lot of room in the box for all that. You mind if I just put umbrella?
No. Fine.
Right then. Oh, that's it. Well, we're all done. Didn't take long, did it? Only thing left is to see if I can find it. Now, I'll tell you what, they're all on this shelf here, so see if you can pick it out.
Sure. Yes. Oh, it's that one on the left.
Over by here, is it? Or is it one of these down here? These are the more expensive ones. We keep them out of sight so that people don't just take them instead of their own.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is down there. Yeah, at the front. Those two there.
Well, these two by here. Okie dokie.
And the bag.
The bag? Which one?
That one, just there.
That's mine.
Okay. Okay, then the one next to it.
Well, this one here. Okie dokie. Well, I'll have to add that to the form. And bag. Well, there we go.
Fantastic! And you didn't even want to see my moolies.
No, thanks, I'm gay.
So here we are, in the tree for the night. Just the two of us.
Romantic, isn't it?
Not really, Marina.
You and me up a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
She's in my bed.
Don't torture yourself, Alan. Think about something else. Think about the lovely view.
The lovely view of my flat that she's in.
I reckon if you put the TV on the window ledge, we could watch Tarzan from here. What was that?
An owl.
With a cough?
It's the pollution. They've all got bronchitis.
I'm starving.
We'll go and get something from the flat.
Yeah.
Hello, Alan's flat. Murray speaking.
Don't forget the Pringles.
Well, where are they?
Left a bit more. There.
Anything else?
Bring the beanbag. No, better still, bring the duvet. And bring some strepsils for the owl.
This is great. A night out under the stars.
Poppy's right about this place. It's really worth saving. Peace and quiet. A place where kids can play. A place to think and reflect on things.
Home of the Frisbee girls. Communing with nature.
A little piece of the countryside, uncontaminated by city life.
Are there any more beers out?
They're in the ice bucket. Pass the TV guy while you're there.
What's on now?
Carry on up the jungle.
Oh, what's that noise?
It's the dawn chorus.
What time did you get asleep in the end?
Finally drifted off about 5:30.
What time's it now?
6.
And now, on day 2 of Sky's Tarzan Marathon, Russ Meyer's Attack of the Jungle Vixens.
I love this film.
Orange curtain, blue curtain. Blue curtain, 4 different poses.
Look at that! Hey, Daddy!
Yeah?
Come and look here! This lady's taking photos of her moonies! Get out! Get out!
Where? Let's see.
What are you doing? This is a private booth! Did you see them? I did.
Cheers again, I missed that.
No!
Please.
No!
Show my boy your moonies.
They're private!
You're swinging them about in the middle of a station.
Well, haven't you ever done anything silly and wild? You know, live little,
Show us again. I've never seen any before.
Oh, come on, he's never seen any before.
Excuse me, lady, your photos have come out. Hang on. Are they topless?
Give me them. You're not supposed to look.
Oh, go on, there's no one else around. Hey, no, don't go.
Yeah, you weird.
Me weird?
Hey, look, she left her umbrella.
Hey, mate, can you and your mate go easy out there? You're getting dust all over the tofu.
Right, mate. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate.
What is tofu?
What does it say on the packet?
Tofu.
Well, there you go, then. Pass the spatula.
Do you reckon it might be some kind of toffee substitute? You get a version of ham, you know, Spam, and a version of mash, like smash. Maybe it's like tofu, the vegetarian toffee.
Ah, chickpea casserole's done.
Are you sure you're not being a bit overly keen beyond what might be considered normal with the FPB?
I'm making her a meal.
Well, showing you're a vegetarian's fine. Making a 5-course banquet seems keen. But setting up a rope and pulley system to the tree to pass food to her is tongue hitting the floor, gagging for it. Is she staying over?
No. So we're on tree duty again tonight. She's tunnelling under the Terminal 5 site at Heathrow. But she's back here in the morning.
Alan, mate, is there any chance of another brew?
Chamomile again.
Have you got any normal tea? It's enough to make you tired, that stuff. I'll tell you, I've been something about that fella.
What?
It's this tea. It just makes me, you know, it's a bit...
Do you want another cup?
Yeah, go on then.
Alan, we've got another order from the tree. Any soy sauce for the bean sprouts?
Coming right up. I'll send out the mixed bean salad at the same time.
Oh, you can't do that. There's none left. Those two ate it all.
What's that, the bean salad? Yeah, that was nice, though. I'll give you a window. Derek!
Yeah?
We need to cut into the sill. Have you got the old...
Yes, yeah, in.
That's better. Where is he?
In the back of the bed. I'll put it there after. Oh,
stop it!
It's the salad. It really gets you.
At least apologise. Say excuse me or something.
It was your salad. I can't help it if his salad make me.
Sorry, Alan. I'm not sure I want that window fixed now. I think I'm going to need all the ventilation I can get.
Sorry, Alan. Well, it's in the back of the van. You can bring some. Sorry, Alan.
That tree is anything like in here.
Well, it could be nasty out.
I hope they're not smoking out there. Light a match, the whole tree will go up. It wouldn't be a tree, it'll be a beacon.
Oh, sorry.
No need to apologise for that one, Derek. It was a classic.
You again?
You again?
What do you want?
I've lost my umbrella.
Really? How?
In a photo booth.
Oh, taking more topless photos, were you?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you going to show me?
There you are.
Ooh, nice moolies.
Thanks. So can I have my umbrella?
Sorry, it's not been handed in.
Alan, are you asleep yet?
No, I'm sitting in a tree.
Is that a spot of rain I just felt?
Nah. Maybe just a shower, it'll pass. These storms never last more than an hour.
I'll go and get your umbrella.
Kate's taking it. Really cold now.
Really wet and really cool.
Where's the TV remote? We can huddle round it for warmth.
It's in my sock. I'm keeping my foot warm. Thunderbolts and lightning.
Very, very frightening.
How do birds perch when they can't even feel their feet?
These storms never last more than 4 hours.
Bagsy Kate Winslet, you can be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Point taken. We're going in. Do you want some eggs? I'm doing a fry out.
I can't move from the sofa. I'm in love with your comfy, comfy sofa.
My bed still smells of poppy.
Mm. Ow! There's something hot in my sock.
Despite the torrential rain, work began last night on the A419M. Yesterday, a small group of dedicated protesters and a tree. Today, environmental carnage. And the protesters, no one knows where they are. It looks as though they simply left the tree to die. The very tree where John Lennon wrote, Imagine.
He made that up.
He's a journalist. Murray, open the window.
No! No!
Murray! What am I going to do? Poppy's coming round. Oh, God, that's her.
Stay calm. Pick up the antiphone. Say hello.
Hello.
Alan, it's me.
Poppy?
That's your mate.
Oh, Marmite. Come up. It's open. Maybe he can explain what happened before Poppy comes round. Yeah, this is good. It's going to be okay.
Alan, there's a photo of you on the telly.
Some people think that the leader of the group, Alan Davis, is in fact a mole infiltrating the protesters and earning their trust.
That's a lie. Turn that off.
Alan!
Come in.
Alan, mate, give us a hand with this.
What are you doing?
It's for me niece. She's got a cockatoo that needs a perch. They love to climb about. I just need somewhere to store it for a few hours.
Are you mad? You can't bring that in here.
Why not?
Because it's a tree.
It's not a whole tree. It's just a branch.
Where did you get it?
I found it outside, along with a copy of the Radio Times and an empty Pringles packet. Oh, watch out for that bit. It's covered in hummus.
What's this say? John Loves Yoko 1969. Oh, my God, it's the tree. It's the tree. Get it out of here.
Oh, calm down, mate.
I've got a road protester coming round here any minute.
Well, not the foxy one.
Yes! And if she sees this, what's she going to think?
I've just dragged it up 3 flights.
You've got to get this out of here before Poppy comes round.
Oh, come on, Alan, mate. I thought you were a mate. Be a mate, mate. You owe me.
Oh, no.
Well, I can't get it back out now. I'm naked.
Right. Stay calm. Hello?
Alan, it's Poppy. Your front door's open. I'm coming up.
Ah!
Sorry, mate. I must have forgotten to shut it.
Murray, help me hide the tree.
Where?
The bedroom. Up. Come on.
We'll lift it then.
I'm knackered, mate.
And round. To me. To me.
Higher. Bring it back.
What's that?
Round. Round. Hang on.
What's that? Feed it. Feed it.
I am feeding it.
Forward. Straighten up. Back. To me. To me.
Alan?
It's her. Drop it. Stand in front of it. Look casual.
They've chopped the tree down. What happened? Why didn't you stop them?
It rained.
So what?
No, it really did rain a lot. I can vouch for that.
So it rains. You get an umbrella.
I haven't got one.
I could help you out there, mate.
Hold on a minute. Why are there leaves all over the floor? What's that behind you? Is it the tree?
No, mate. No, mate. It's not the tree. It's only a branch for my niece's cockatoo.
Needs a perch.
Who's he?
I'm his mate.
Your mates keep birds locked up
but
they're not cutting down trees. I see you saved the John Lennon branch, gonna flog it as Beatles memorabilia.
No, that's not a bad idea.
I don't believe this.
Poppy! Poppy?
Alan, it's Mr. Galloway. Have you got a tree in there?
No.
Right.
Who is is Mr. Galloway?
No idea.
I know him, he's a mate of mine.
Oh, come on, Alan, it's not all bad. Now they're going ahead with the road, you'll be able to get to the North Circular a lot quicker.
Yeah, and you'll have much easier access to the M25.
Yeah. Oh, hurrah, that makes me feel a lot better about destroying the environment than losing the real-life Lara Croft.
Could be worse.
It is. I've been fined £500 for having illegal cable.
I didn't know watching Australian aerobics was a crime.
Hello?
Alan Davies?
Yeah?
It's the council. We're just ringing to let you know that we'll be serving you with a compulsory purchase order. We're knocking your house down to make way for the A419M.
What?
Only joking, mate. It's me, your mate, Marmite. I got the money for your cable.
How come?
I sold that John Lennon branch at Sotheby's. Made a fortune. Safe, mate.
The Alan Davies Show was written by Tony Roach, Ben Silburn and Alan Davies. It starred Alan Davies, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona, with Dave Lamb, Deborah Stevenson and Kim Wall. The producer was Jane Fatou.